With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. Vice President Harris delivered her campaign's closing argument before a massive crowd in Washington, D.C. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Exactly 1 week before Election Day, Harris made the case why voters should choose her.
I pledge to seek common ground and common sense solutions to make your life better.
Standing in the same spot where Donald Trump held his January 6th rally on the day of the U.S. Capitol riot, the vice president warned that her opponent represents fear and division.
But America, I am here tonight to say that is not who we are.
Greg Clugston, Washington.
President Trump, meanwhile, spoke earlier today at Mar-a-Lago in Florida, accusing Harris of being responsible for many of the challenges facing America and saying she and Democrats treated President Joe Biden unfairly.
And she's responsible because he wasn't responsible, and she never said that. He didn't know too much about what was happening. Maybe that was exposed during the debate. And yet still, the way they took that away from him was not right. It wasn't right. Shouldn't have happened that way. They walked in, they said, we're taking it away. They stole the presidency of the United States.
Police say a man fired at least 15 gunshots at a Four Seasons hotel in Atlanta during a standoff and has been taken into custody. Atlanta Chief of Police Darren Shirebaum said officers responded to a call Tuesday around 10 a.m. about a mental health emergency in the residential area of the hotel in Atlanta's Midtown neighborhood. Two police officers shot back during the exchange. Shirebaum said one officer and the suspect were taken to a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 154 points. This is SRN News. Do you trust your pastor?
Sounds like an unusual question, but Lifeway Research has been asking it, and the good news is that the vast majority of Protestants who attend church, 92%, say yes, they do trust their pastor. The Lifeway poll goes on to reveal that men are more likely than women to completely trust their pastor, 93% versus 89%. Churchgoers with evangelical beliefs are also more likely than those without such beliefs to be trusting. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The San Jose State University women's volleyball team finds itself at the center of a storm around transgenderism as it makes a run toward a conference title. Former President Trump and other politicians have mentioned the team in their campaign speeches. Last week, the University of Nevada, Reno became the fifth team to cancel a game against the Spartans, who have a man on their squad. They vow not to participate in any match that advances injustice against female athletes. This is SRN News. Trump ally Steve Bannon has been released from prison.
Steve Bannon has been released from federal prison in Danbury, Connecticut, after serving a four-month sentence on two counts of contempt of Congress. And just a week before the election, is taking back the helm of War Room, his right-wing podcast. Reporting for prison back on July 1st, Bannon referred to himself as a political prisoner.
I'm proud of going to prison.
He left the facility before dawn and was greeted by his daughter. The New York Times reports that in an interview before his release, he said, I'm not broken, I'm empowered, and predicted a bitter legal battle after Election Day. Asked if he thought it had been worth going to prison to not testify before Congress, he said 1,000%. I'm Jennifer King.
A U.S. bankruptcy judge has approved a sale of Tupperware brands. That paves the way for the iconic food storage company to soon exit from Chapter 11 protection. More details at SRNNews.com. I'm Keith Peters reporting.